Man, you could be the 47th president of the United States and you'd still get flamed in school. It's just inevitable. It could be your haircut, your clothes, and bro, even when there's nothing to roast, somebody's gonna try and spit out some bullshit anyways.
Hey, yo, why does Carl's face look like Spider-Man's left nut?
Yo, it's so true.
Why do you know what his nuts look like?
And bro, when I was in middle school, all my clothes were hand-me-downs I got from my neighbor, and this motherfucker just didn't want to see me win, bro. Cause I was getting piles of v-neck shirts and jeans that didn't even fit. And not only did my neighbor have no drip, but dude was 10 years older than me, so every fit I made was just a decade too late. And pulling up to school and that shit had me feeling like a rotisserie chicken the way I was getting cooked at a 360 degree angle, bruh. But my fit wasn't even the only thing that was outdated, because my phone looked like the first phone ever created. And it acted like it too. I mean, I would have to click the screen 5 times and then send a prayer to the heavens just to turn that shit on. And only real G's know the pain of having to whip out an old ass phone around someone else. Like, I remember this one time, a girl came up to me and asked if she could add me on Snapchat, and when I gave her my phone, my shit crashed, bro.
I think your phone just ran out of battery.
Oh no, don't worry, sometimes you just gotta... Yeah, here you go.
Actually, I have a boyfriend, so...
Wait, what the fuck? And ever since that day, that phone was my number one op, bro. So much so that the next time a girl came up and asked for my Snapchat, I started fucking malfunctioning, bro.
Hey, can I get your Snapchat?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. It's just cause I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, well, what about your phone number?
I actually don't even have a phone.
You don't have a phone?
Oh, well, I did, but then my dog ate it. You know
what I'm
saying?
Oh my god, is your dog okay?
Sorry, I don't even have a dog. I don't have one.
Then, who ate your phone?
Fucking, I did.
Wait, was that?
Nope. Like, I do appreciate all the hand-me-downs, because without them, I would be walking through the school butt-booty naked. But to be honest with you, if it was a choice, I would have rather been butt-booty naked. Because these v-necks were straight girl repellent. Like, there's birth control, there's condoms, and then there's v-necks, bruh. But shit, I mean, you could still pull a lot while wearing a v-neck, but it's just like... It's just gonna be dudes. And just when you think I couldn't have been more roastable, my mom would be like, "Oh, sweetie, you need a haircut."
No, please, mom, no.
My mom used to take me to this shop that gave out $1 haircuts, bro, and these motherfuckers were straight speed running these cuts. They'd be asking what kind of cut you want while cutting your hair. And by the time you get to show them the cut you want, your shit is already done, bro. And my mom must have not been tipping them either, considering the fact that every time I went back, the cuts kept getting worse and worse. Until one time, I walked out there with my head bleeding, like I asked for a 2 on the sides, and she hit me with a -2. Now, don't get me wrong, when I pulled up to school wearing the most abominable fit known to man with the atrocious haircut and shitter phone combo, I got my shit roasted, flamed, grilled, sauteed, deep fried, and then thrown into the goddamn microwave. Like the type of flaming that has you going home and just taking an extensive look in the mirror, questioning if you should legally change your name to Albert and flee the country. But somehow, this motherfucker Carl got flamed even harder than me just for being Carl. Like, whenever a friend group is created, there's just one dude selected to be the punching bag for the entire group. And you know, I feel bad and shit, but like... It's better Carl than me, bro, so I'ma slip a few jabs in if I have to.
Yo, what the fuck is Carl eating, bro?
Oh, hell nah.
Wait, whoa, Chains is eating the exact same thing.
Nah, what? Your shit looks like it tastes like cardboard with honey mustard.
Wow, how did you know?
Like, Carl can't even get a little chuckle out without getting crucified, bruh. Damn, he's fucking that shit up.
Looks like he hasn't eaten in weeks, bro.
Oh, hell nah, Carl. I know you're not laughing.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're built like SpongeBob Brown Pants. You look like a malnourished Santa Claus, bro. Like, god damn, that's a face only a mother can love. What did I do? Now, getting roasted around your boys is tough, but that pales in comparison to the pain and embarrassment of getting roasted in front of your crush, bro.
Yo, Chains, what did you get on the science test?
I'm not gonna lie, I got like a 76. I'm surprised you're not smarter with that big ass head of yours.
Yeah. Good one, Joe.
No, like, for real, your shit is massive.
Well, like, the sheer amount of brain you could fit in that bitch should make you Einstein. You look like you should be pulling 10,000 IQ plays right now. You look like you got the solution to world hunger somewhere hidden in that big-ass noggin. Like, how do you even stand up straight with that absolute cranium for a head?
But I remember this one time I got my shit flamed so hard in front of an entire audience that I was brought to tears. But, I mean, I was six. I was 6 years old. And the day was December 24th, Christmas Eve. So my mom brought me and my brother to this improv play, and as we sat and waited for the show to begin, this little elf walked up to us like, "Hey, do you guys want to be a part of the show?" "Yeah, let's do it."
"Okay, yeah, I'll do it."
And once the show began, they called me and my brother up to the stage and asked us a very simple question.
"So, what do you guys want for Christmas?"
"Oh, I want a Minecraft sword and a creeper stuffy."
"And, what about you, little man?"
And as I looked into that crowd with dead silence, my brain stopped braining, bro.
"Hey, don't worry, it can be anything."
I want,
Just, kid, what do you want?
I want, Man, I wanna... I don't really know what I want.
Yo, who brought this fucking dumbass on stage, bro? Get the fuck out of here.
Now, I'm paraphrasing. I mean, I was six. I don't remember exactly what he said, but that's what it felt like. And as we walked back to our seats, I was super embarrassed. But as the show started, it was actually pretty funny, and people had probably forgot about it by now. But 10 minutes into the show, a character walks on stage with some goofy-ass buck teeth. Yo, this guy looks stupid as hell.
Oh shit.
And this dude proceeds to absolutely cook 6 year old me with no remorse. "Hey, what's your name?"
I don't know.
"What? Okay, how's your day?"
"Day?
Day?
What the fuck is a day? I don't know."
Well, what do you know?"
"No. No, that's just it. I don't know. I just don't know. Shit, I don't think I know anything."
And that shit had the whole audience laughing harder than ever. And as I looked around, my brother was laughing and even my mom was laughing. And it was this very moment that I had hit rock bottom. And at the age of six, I realized I would be put on this earth simply to suffer. And it made me cry, bro. I cried in the middle of this theater. Then the next morning I woke up and it was Christmas. And under the Christmas tree I saw the best gift of all. It was a Bob Pocket Tee from ChainsClub.shop. That's right, it's brand new. You can wear it around your homies. You can wear it at school. You can wear it around your mom, your grandma, your great-grandma. Maybe not your great-grandma, but damn near anywhere else. And Bob will be posted in your pocket the whole time. Wow, what a perfect thing to get someone for Christmas, am I right?
Yeah, I'm right.
There's levels to friendships. I mean, you could have known your homie since you were 2 years old. You could have lived together. I mean, you could have survived the whole zombie apocalypse together. But shit, the truth is, you haven't truly experienced brotherhood until you and your homie have participated in a two-man mission. Like, just look at Kobe and Shaq, man. That type of chemistry can only be achieved by running a two-man. Shit, I bet these motherfuckers were running two-mans every night. And you already know Kobe was laying down that Mamba mentality while Shaq had his girl O'Neilin. But for those of you who may be wondering, Chains, what the hell is a two-man mission? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's quite simple, really. It's when you're gonna link with a girl, but you bring your homie and she brings her homie. And what this does is it sets an environment when you and your homie can dribble, pass, alley-oop, and ideally dunk that shit. Now don't get me wrong, it's simple, but not easy. I remember my first two-man mission like it was yesterday. It took place when I was in grade 7. And it started when my friend Joe hit me up like,
"Yo, bro, I'm going to this girl Sophie's house and her friend Ava's there. You trying to pull up?"
And I was like, "Am I trying to pull up? Hell yeah, I'm trying to pull up." So we show up to her house and I'm new to this whole thing. So I'm sitting there like,
"What now?
We could watch a scary movie."
"Yeah, let's do it."
"I'm down."
Well, actually, personally, I'm not a big fan of scary movies.
"Man, shut the fuck."
So we're watching a scary movie, and to be honest with you, it was simply the best scary movie I'd ever seen in my entire life. So I was really getting invested in this plot. And Ava's like, "Oh my god, I'm scared." And that shit went way over my head.
Well, why?
It's not even at the scary part yet. And then only 30 minutes into the movie, Joe and Sophie are like,
yo, we'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Do you guys want me to pause the movie?
Nah, it's all good, bro.
And you see, what Joe just did right there was a calculated move. In basketball terms, he just said an ISO. So now it was two 1v1s. And the situation was absolutely perfect, but the problem was, I actually like the fucking movie. And that violates rule number 3 in section 7 of how to pull off a successful two-man. Never give a fuck about the movie. Because the truth is, the movie length is like the shot clock. If you end up actually watching the entire movie, you failed the mission. But I had no clue, and to be honest, I didn't even know what a two-man was at the time. So I got some popcorn and I was just watching the movie. But when the climax of the movie was about to come around, I did something that violated every term and agreement of the two-man mission. I went over to Joe and Sophie like, hey guys, quick, you're gonna miss the best Oh, fuck. And I missed the climax of the movie, but shit, I seen a climax. And needless to say, Joe never invited me to a two-man mission since. But you know I had to redeem myself, even if it was 3 years later when I was in grade 10. It was a Saturday night, and me and Bob were looking for something to do. And I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, bro. I had no motion. Like, my Snapchat was drier than a Popeye's biscuit, bro. But lucky for me, Bob had a roster. And I'm talking an all-star lineup of girls who just want Bob on their body. And I don't blame them. I mean, shit, I got Bob on my body right now. And you can too at chainsclub.shop. That's right, we got hoodies, shirts, beanies, socks, keychains, stickers, you name it. And starting at the price of $4.20, Bob can be all yours. Or if you want me, I wouldn't mind being on your keychain or something.
Treat me like white tea.
So as I was saying, me and Bob were bored. So Bob hits up this girl named Avery like, what are you doing right now? And she's like, just chilling. Who you with? My friend Alice. Let's link. I'm with my homie. Okay, is he cute? Cute as hell. Okay, come over. And I'm excited as fuck, so we get Bob's sister to drive us to Avery's crib, and as we pull up to her house, I remember a crucial detail that I'd been forgetting this whole time. I was scared of the hoes, bruh. And as we walked up to her door, I was starting to get flashbacks of me and Joe's two man, where Joe tossed up an alley-oop for both of us, and I blocked his shot, metaphorically and literally. And as I'm psyching myself up, Bob calls Avery to tell her we're here, and she's like, so, my parents are asleep, so you're gonna have to come in through my window. Shit. So we walk around the side of the house to Avery's room, and lucky for us, there's this big-ass window, and I'm like, yo, can you open it so we can get in? And she's like, it is open. Bro, only this tiny ass rectangle in the top left was open at a 60 degree angle. But that was our only way in, so I helped Bob up and through the window. But now I gotta get up there, and I'm bigger than Bob, so I put my head through and I'm trying to slowly creep into the room. And then I lean just a little too far, and I'm headed face first onto Alice's hardwood floor. And listen, Bob has come in clutch many times. He saved me from drowning, coyotes, getting in trouble, but out of all these things, I'm most grateful for Bob catching me as I fell through this fucking window. Because drowning and dying would have been pretty bad, like boohoo, rip chains, you know what I'm saying? But imagine falling through a window and eating shit face first in front of the hoes. Like, I would have preferred the drowning, bro. But after that close call, I was a little flabbergasted, you know what I'm saying? But Alice has the audacity to ask me this loaded ass question, like, oh hey, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you.
The name's for real. Chains for real.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Farrell. I'm Alice. And so we all just started talking and shit, but I keep noticing Alice was getting a bunch of text messages. And I remember thinking it was probably her mom or something, so I shrugged that shit off, and I'm like, yo, we should watch a movie.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
And I wasn't about to make the same mistake I made last time, so I found the most dog shit horror movie on the face of Netflix and threw that shit on. And man, that shit was ass. In fact, it was so ass that we just started cuddling and shit, like, what else was there to do? But now that we were close, I could feel the vibrations of Alice's phone getting a call, so she's like, one second, I'll be right back. And I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but I could low-key hear what she was saying through the door.
I'm just at Avery's house. We're watching a movie. Oh my god, okay, that's fine. Okay.
But when she comes back, she puts a pillow between us. Like the same type of shit two dudes do to make sure they don't fuck in their sleep. And I'm trying to piece everything together, and as I'm coming to the conclusion that this girl has a boyfriend, I hear footsteps coming towards the door. And when the door opens, I'm fucking bamboozled.
bamboozled to see a 60-year-old man who looks furious. And I'm just hoping this isn't Alice's boyfriend, because if it is, we got bigger problems on our hands. But as I seen the way this man looked at Bob, I realized he's Avery's dad. And Bob wasted no time jumping out that fucking window. But for me, let's just say that shit wasn't very elegant, because I got stuck for what felt like 5 minutes making eye contact with this grown-ass man.
Well, what are you trying to seduce, my dad or something? Like, get the fuck out.
And I'm not gonna lie, we ran, bro. And once we made it home, me and Bob were relieved. But when I go to check my phone, I got a little notification on Snapchat. And I'm expecting it to be Alice or maybe even Team Snapchat or something, I don't know. But I sure as hell wasn't expecting it to be a motherfucker named Ryan Donaldson. And Ryan must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, because he's like, what the fuck did you do, dude? So I hit him back with a, who dis? And he's like, Ryan Donaldson. Yeah, no, I can see your username, bruh, but I have no clue who you are. I'm Alice's boyfriend, bitch. And Ryan got his shit hit with an instant block, bro. And so the moral of the story...
Oh, can I get a green apple and bubblegum, please?
Of course. That'll be 25 cents.
Oh, gee, what a deal. Life sure is good, huh?
Oh, it sure is.
Hey, yo, Unc, pass me that green apple and bubblegum, gang.
Oh, wow. I remember when I was your age,
Didn't ask plus ratio, all right? Just give me the vape juice, bro.
Vape juice? I thought we were talking about real green apple and bubblegum.
Of fucking course, dude. These fucking old heads nowadays, right, guys? just give me the vape juice, please.
All right, well, in that case, I need to see some ID.
Yeah, I got you, Unc.
Your ID says you just turned 11 years old.
Type shit.
No, you gotta be at least 21 to buy vape juice.
Oh, shit, yeah, no, I guess it's a robbery then.
Wait, what? Ah, shit.
Listen, the times are changing, bro. Not too long ago, kids were just playing outside, playing sports, and climbing trees and shit. But nowadays, I swear these kids are just grinding TikTok, playing GTA in real life, and the only thing they're climbing is the spectrum, and I blame the internet, bro. Because now, these kids are coming straight out the womb watching Skibbity Toilet Brain Rot, and if that was my kid, shit, I would want to restart, bro. Like, take two from the top, bro. And honestly, I feel like most of these kids were coming along just fine, you know? Like, they were developing into some cool dudes. They had a banger theme song and shit. Like, yeah, I was low-key fucking with this new generation. And then...
the birth of brain rot.
Millions of people scrolling TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, and even... It was great. I mean, we had all the free time in the world to fill up our brains with dog shit, and it didn't even matter until we had to talk to each other again. Like,
oh shit. Hey. Oh, hi. Oh, what's up? What? Hi.
Oh, what's popping?
Brand new whip just hopped.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
I got options. What about
Roxanne? Roxanne. Like, shit, even now in 2024, I feel like half the motherfuckers my age still haven't mentally recovered. Like, ever since the great brain rotting, I've unfortunately witnessed some of my closest homies get NPC-ified, and there's really no bringing them back.
Yo, bro, you've been watching a lot of TikTok recently, huh?
Oh, yeah, nah. I mean, this shit's fire, bro. Just look at this one.
We can go get for gut.
Fuck that, we can go risk for risk.
Yeah, no. No, bro, you have a problem. Like dead ass. Like, you gotta put the TikTok down, bro. Like really lock in up here, bro.
Nah, bro really just phantom taxed my phone. And minus 100 aura for throwing it and shit. Like, that would have been El Riz if I wasn't sick. But remember what Duke Dennis said? Ohio. Riz Skibbity Toilet, Phantom Tax, did Gronk hug Kobe Dunn?
And so if some of my homies' brains are still trying to recover, I can only imagine the permanent effects on these kids, bro. Like, I feel like it's entirely possible that these kids' brains will be stuck in 2024 and they'll be old as hell talking about...
Hey, can you help me cross the road?
Oh yeah, for sure.
W-Riz! No, my aura!
Now, unlike half these YouTubers out here, I don't spend a lot of time talking to kids. But the one kid I did talk to recently was actually my cousin.
Hey! You're not alone on that one.
No. So I was at this extended family function, and there was a bunch of people I'd never seen in my life, including this one kid who had to be about 10 years old. He was a short little guy, still waiting on puberty and shit, but when I talked to him, it was like talking to a little Kai Sinat or some shit. If he was 10 years younger and like...
About the same height.
Yo, broski.
The fuck?
Hey, down here.
Oh, shit, what's up?
My name's Elijah.
Okay, Elijah. How's school, bro?
Shit, it's high.
Yo, what grade are you in, bro?
Grade 5. Type shit.
Damn, I remember being in grade 5, bro. I was actually the fastest kid in my
school. Yeah, yeah, but you probably had no hoes, bro. I already got a girlfriend, and she's bad as hell, bro. You should see the gat on that shit.
Nah, what? And I never thought I'd be saying this, but back in my day, grade 5, we were still running from cooties and shit, and is this motherfucker vaping? What the fuck? I feel like kids these days just skipped a part of childhood, you know? Like, they're fresh out of elementary school, chiefing some coconut watermelon ice. Like, bro, your little ass should be watching Coco Melon twice. Chat, did that hit?
Yeah? No.
Shut the fuck up, Grandpa. Okay. It's because when I was born, everyone was given a good 10, 11 year grace period where you could be as cringy as you wanted. Like, you could make shitty YouTube videos. You could wear those smart ass t-shirts. You could even get away with saying shit like, man, your mama's so stupid. She brought a spoon to the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah? Well, your mama's so fat. When she walked in front of the TV, I missed 3 episodes.
Okay, but yo mama's so fat, she takes selfies in panoramic mode.
Well, yo mama's so nasty, she got fired from a sperm bank for drinking on the job.
What's a sperm bank?
Shit, I don't even know. And I feel bad for this new generation because they don't got no cringe grace period or anything, bro. They just pop straight out the womb like,
and it's a boy.
Yeah, I'm a dude, whatever. Now snip me up, bro. I can't have the host seeing my foreskin, dog.
And maybe I'm just jealous, but to me, it's wild that these kids are getting new ass phones in elementary and middle school. Because they'll never understand the absolute crucifixion I would get every single time I whipped out my phone, bro. Like, that shit was staying in my pocket unless it was 100% necessary.
All right, class, everyone get your phones out for our end of year kahoot.
Honestly, feel like the world would be a better place if we implemented a new law where if you saw a kid who had an iPhone number higher than their age, you had every right to respectfully and lawfully slap the shit out of them and give them a devious wedgie, bro. Like, you're 10 years old. What the fuck do you need 6 gigabytes of RAM for?
I need it because I like to play Fortnite on my phone.
Man, how about you eat 6 gigabytes of this shut up sandwich before I ram this fist up your ass.
Alright, chat, I know that one hit, bro. What do we think?
Stickman Police Department donated $1.
Wait, what?
Look behind you, chains.
Oh my. And it's the same with these kids' fits, bro. Like, whatever happened to wearing neon shirts and light up Skechers? Like, why am I seeing literal children walking around in Jordans, bro? Like, I didn't even know what Michael Jordans were until I was getting my shit cooked for walking around in some Michelle Gordons, bro. But I mean, that shit was necessary for my character development. And that's what's wrong with these kids, man. They're straight up skipping out on some of the most crucial moments of their lives. I feel like we could low key do them a favor. Next time you see a kid walking around on the street thinking life is all sunshine and rainbows and shit, you could just give him a little character development and like maybe roast his cut or something, you know? Like, hey kid, you look like you cut your hair with a fucking pencil sharpener. or no, you look like Peter Griffin if he never hit puberty. You look like...
Yo, we wait, giving what? Kids some character development?
Diddy. Now, I don't know why I'm talking like I was born in the 1900s or something, because for the homies who are around my age, we were low-key in the same boat as these kids, bro. They're growing up on some skibbity toilet brain rot. We had MLG brain rot. They're always scrolling TikTok. We had Vine. These motherfuckers are out here looking up to iShowSpeed, bro. We had fucking Jake Paul. So the moral of the story is, even if these kids nowadays are absolutely cooked, I was once cooked too, bro. So worst comes to worst, these kids will just end up like me.
Oh, fuck no, please. No.
You know what they say, there's a first for everything, bro. Like your first steps, your first
dance moves, your first words. Dada!
Hey, would you look at that? We gotta get some milk. I'll be right back.
Your first stepdad? New dada?
Yeah, nah. I'm ahead out too, actually.
And your first kiss. Man, the things I would do to go back and completely erase that shit from existence. Bro, all these Disney movies I was seeing as a kid had these first kisses turning ugly-ass frogs into some fucking Giga Chads and shit. Like, spoiler alert, fucking ribbon. On top of that, the fact you have to close your eyes, like, bro, imagine you're learning how to golf and you're about to take your first swing and these motherfuckers are like,
yeah, now do it with your eyes closed.
Bro, this is my first time. What do you expect to happen? Like, honestly, my first kiss is top 5 worst chains moments of all time. And let's just say it's not 5 or 4. Or 3. That shit was really bad, bro. So with that being said, this story takes place in grade 7, which is the year I got my first girlfriend. Now, I told this story a few months back, but I purposely left out the part of my first kiss. Well, gosh, diddly darn, Chains. Why would you do such a preposterous thing? And the truth is, I was planning on taking this shit to the grave with me, bro, but fuck it. Sometimes you just gotta let the world know.
Okay, you're right. I got something to get off my chest.
Epstein? Wait, what the? So for the homies who haven't seen the video, one day me, Bob, and Billy were mobbing around our local mall when we seen these 3 girls from our class. So we walk up to them and lay down some of the meanest 12-year-old riz these girls had ever seen. Hey, yo, Shorty, I think I just shit my pants. Can I get into yours?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit, my bad. My fault. Hey, yo, Shorty. Are you a cigarette?
Am I a cigarette? What?
Cause I'm trying to get lit and put your butt in my mouth.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Please. Holy shit, bro. Let me guess. You all got restraining orders.
No. Worse. We got fucking girlfriends.
And 12-year-old me had no business dating nobody, bruh. Like, my dumbass could barely even handle playing Fortnite with a girl. Like, oh, hey, GamerGirl97.
Hey.
I'm kind of low. Can I chug on your junk?
What?
Oh, no, sorry. Whoa, I mean, I just want to slurp on your juice.
No,
I'm sorry.
Ew.
I mean, like, I need heals. Can I trade you? What do you need?
Oh, yeah. Is there any way you can get me some mats?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to give you my wood.
Huh?
Or bricks. Or metal. Or anything you need.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't have a shotgun yet.
Oh, shit, I got 3.
Okay.
I can give you 2 pumps.
Ew.
Or no, it's 1 pump.
No,
wait. Oh, sorry, I can give you shotguns, I mean.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in this little wood fort I made.
Oh, okay, I see you. Let me come in your box.
Yes.
So needless to say, every single interaction I had with my girlfriend was awkward as shit. Because I had to pre-plan things to say in my head, and as soon as that shit went off script, I was cooked.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
Honestly, just not the best.
Oh, that's good. What'd you do today?
Oh, I don't know. Just did my makeup.
Hey, me too.
You did your makeup?
Yeah, we have so much in common.
Have a nice day.
Fuck!
And on one Friday after school, me, Bob, Billy, and our girlfriends all went to the mall together, as we did every single day. But on this specific Friday, we rubbed together a few brain cells and realized,
yo, do you got money?
Nah.
You got money?
Zero.
You got money?
I'm broke.
You got money?
No.
You got money?
Yo. Why are we at the mall?
I don't know.
I mean, we could all go to my house.
Yeah. What you
doing?
And so, of course, as the good kid I was, I text my mom to ask her to go.
Greetings, mother. I would like to know if it's in the realm of possibility that you'd be so kind to grant me your permission to visit the household of my dearest acquaintance, Nikki. Looking forward to hearing from you, your favorite son, Chains. And I immediately get a call.
Let me speak to her parents.
Now, I, Chains for real, have never dated a 12-year-old boy in my life, and I honestly don't plan on it. But even in grade 7, I could use my logic and reasoning skills to understand if your boyfriend had to get his mom to talk to your friend's mom for permission to slide to the crib. Instant ick, bro. There's just no way. She'd probably break up with me on the spot. So I'm doing anything I can to not let that happen.
Hey there, Miss For Real. This is Nikki's mom. I just wanted to let you know, Chains and his friends are welcome over anytime because they're... because they're goated with the sauce.
Shit.
Oh, hey, Nikki's mom. Sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you over all this bullshit. it. You're not allowed at her house. Come home now.
Chains, are you coming?
Look, Mom, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta lock the fuck in right now. This is the first time in my life I ever been invited to a girl's house and there's cheeks up for grabs. Like, Mom, this is my only opportunity. If you don't let me go, the for real bloodline might just end with me.
Okay, listen, Chains. I'll let you go this time, but you have to be home at 9 p.m. sharp.
Yay, thank you so much, Mom.
Now I'm paraphrasing, but the point is she let me go with a curfew of 9 p.m.
So all six of us leave the mall, hop on the bus, and get off at Nikki's house. We go inside, sit on the couch, and now...
It's even more awkward, bruh, because instead of walking around the mall, all we had to entertain ourselves was ourselves.
And just like any other awkward middle school scenario, that shit went like...
Truth or dare?
Yeah, that's
exactly what I was thinking.
And my heart instantly dropped, bro.
Cause I knew if I picked dare, I would have to kiss Jessica and shit, bro.
That's a whole lot scarier than playing Fortnite with GamerGirl97.
But regardless, Nikki starts the game of truth or dare.
Hey Billy, truth or dare?
Yo, truth.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, what? This shit's not even bad.
Okay, then Chains, truth or dare?
Truth.
No. What do you mean, no? It's truth or dare.
I said truth or dare.
What the fuck?
Okay, fine, dare.
You have to kiss Jessica.
Bro, this time it wasn't a pickup line. When I say I just shit my pants,
I mean not literally, but metaphorically, I was shitting bricks, bro.
And when I turned to Jessica, she's just sitting there straight faced as fuck.
So, Jessica, are you down? like hypothetically speaking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going in. Sorry. Let me just
Alright, bro. I'm not gonna lie, this is fucking weird. You guys are just watching and shit. Like, I don't know, it's just kinda...
Oh, so if we weren't watching, you'd do it?
Yeah, I would actually. Wait, what the fuck?
Every single one of these motherfuckers ran to the corner and started staring at the wall, like...
Did you do it yet?
We're not looking till you do it.
Yo, hurry up, dumbass.
So now I got all this pressure on me to do this shit, but Jessica's out here looking at me like...
Hey, how was your day?
Yo, shut the fuck
up. Just kiss her already.
What are you yapping about?
And I deadass didn't know how to go about it. I ended up sitting on this couch nervous as hell, awkward as hell, looking stupid as fuck for 20 minutes, bruh.
Now, 20 minutes in general doesn't sound that long, but imagine sitting on a couch in complete silence with everyone just... Bro, just watch this.
My brother in Christ. That was 10 seconds, bruh. Imagine doing that times 120.
So after the second longest 20 minutes of my life, I say,
you know what? Fuck it.
And Nikki's mom walks in the room.
Hey, who wants snacks?
Oh.
And at this point, I checked my shitty-ass Samsung Galaxy 3, and it was already 8:50 p.m. And with a curfew of 9, I had no choice but to lock in. So I lick my lips, close my eyes, and real quick, I smash our mouths together. And when I turn around, not a single motherfucker is facing the wall. I look the other way, and Nikki's mom is peeking around the corner with her fucking mac and cheese and shit. So I made like my pops, and I was out that hoe.
Pleasure doing business, Jessica.
Wait, what? Where are you going?
Thanks for having me, Nikki's mom.
What the hell was that?
And I proceeded to sprint home, making it home at 8:59, exactly 1 minute before my curfew. And that night, when I went to bed...
I couldn't sleep, bro. I haven't been able to sleep since. Damn, I should have taken this shit to the grave with me. Fuck!
If you saw this video, you would know my very first time drinking, I got both high and drunk at the same time. But my first time being drunk takes place back when I was like 14 or 15. And this story takes place at my grandma's crib. No, listen, I know that sounds bad, but like, I mean, it's pretty bad. So the story starts with me and my brother pulling up to the family function. And right off the bat, we notice the chill cousins are nowhere to be seen. So instantly, we can tell it's gonna be a long night of engaging in conversations about school, sports,
my lack of ability to pull bitches. And about 5 minutes after arriving, you know, I'm just doing some good old small talk. Oh, hey, bud. How's school going? Oh, you know, it's going.
And, how's sports going?
Yeah, the sports are good.
Nice.
So, the weather lately, huh? And then after about 20 minutes, me and my brother are just getting our shit flamed by every member of the family.
No wonder you can't get a girlfriend. You're ugly as shit.
Damn, that was just mean.
And don't get me started on you. You had a 3-year head start and still can't get any bitches.
And honestly, we just can't say anything back because last time I tried.
Man, still no girlfriend. That's brutal.
Not as brutal as your third divorce, am I right? Guys, so instead of flaming the living shit out of this grown man in front of his mom, I decide to be the bigger man. I just laughed that shit off. And then got the fuck out of there before they brought up my school grades. So as my brother and I sit down in a different room, I'm just in agony thinking about how everything this dude flamed me for was actually true. But my brother, on the other hand, he was whipping up some devious plan. Yo, Chains, follow me.
Oh, okay.
So we walk down to the basement. So, what are we doing in the basement? He opens a cupboard full of alcohol. Bro just cracks the seal on some vodka and starts downing that shit. Now, usually I would know this is a bad idea, but to be honest, I just got done getting my entire existence shit on by my own family. So I'm really just trying to drink my pain away at this point. I mean, we were passing that bottle drinking like rent was due and the wife was taking the kids. So with that being said, we got a little hammered. And keep in mind, this was my first time being drunk. So as soon as I stood up, I ate shit. It was like I had to relearn the controls of life. But we had to get out of the basement or else we'd look suspicious. So our drunk asses plug walked our way up the stairs. But we were trying to act as casual as possible. So we sit back down with the rest of the family like we didn't just down a bottle of vodka. And me and my bro were just sitting there looking at each other trying not to laugh. But the next thing I knew, this dude Uncle Jerry was back on my ass.
Hey look, Dumb and Dumber are back.
And at this point, I'm using every bone in my body not to end this man's whole career.
Man, whose gene is it that made you so damn hideous?
Don't do it, bro. And I really didn't want to do him like that, but the vodka took control. It was your hideous gene, Gerald. But at least I didn't get the same gene that has you 5'2 and balding. Like, I can't tell if you're going through puberty or a midlife crisis. And shit, I didn't stop there. And Joe, I want to hear you talking. You're built like Baymax from Big Hero 6.
What the fuck is Big Hero 6?
Mom, I love you. Karen, sit down. Your mac and cheese tastes like ass. And Bob, you're literally a registered sex offender. Grandma, I love you. Bernard, your hairline looks like it's social distancing from your eyebrows. And Irene, how are you 47 and still work at McDonald's? And you got no drip. Come on, bro. Friendly fire. Oh, shit. You're right. My bad. Needless to say, I was handing out smoke to everybody. Something in that vodka turned me to a demon. And I guess since everyone was mad at me for dissing the entire family, they never knew I was drunk as hell. But in the end, I did feel really bad for roasting my entire family tree. But ever since that day, everybody stopped flaming me. So, it was worth it.
Alright, listen, I'm creating something I like to call the internet.
Yo, what does it do?
On the internet, people are gonna be able to search up literally any question they have. They're gonna be able to watch videos for educational purposes. And the craziest achievement yet, you can communicate with literally anyone across the entire world.
Bro, this is gonna change the world.
Bro, I'm I'm not gonna lie, the internet is 100% one of the greatest inventions of all time. Like, that shit's up there with the light bulb, the airplane, the testicles. Like, they're all groundbreaking inventions, but the internet just has to be number one, bro. Like, imagine telling a caveman you had a magical box where you could make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Yo, caveman Dave, I got a magical box where you can make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Oh, shit, cool. Do you know her or something?
Oh, no, Dave, get the fuck.
Now, caveman Dave absolutely dicking down the computer monitor seems stupid, barbaric, uncivilized, you know? Like, who's gonna tell, bro, they're just pixels on a screen, am I right?
Facts! Yo, caveman Dave is a dumbass!
Facts! Yeah, no, let me see your search history.
You know, we don't gotta do all that. Oh, okay.
Monstrous KFC mukbang.
I like KFC.
Fat motherfuckers eating a lot of food.
I was hungry.
Yo, big butt booty Latina oiled up, shaking that diggity dump truck dog. What are you searching?
My finger slipped.
Yeah, bro. 2025 is the weirdest time to have access to the internet. And that's just because everybody has that shit. Like, I got it. You got it. My grandma's got it. Kanye's got it.
Man, you and your grandma.
Kanye still got it.
And I fucking hate so every thing, and I'm done.
Okay, yeah, well, not anymore, but I don't know if it's just me, but recently the internet has been getting more and more out of pocket, bro. Like, I'll be having a fantastic day just chilling until I pull up Instagram and see some shit talking about imagine your car declines at the abortion clinic and the doctor start nutting in you. Yeah, this motherfucker's never getting a job, bro. Like, his digital footprint's up there with fucking Kanye, bro.
Aw, hell nah.
Alright, his shit isn't yay bad, but imagine dude trying to apply to a university like, yes sir, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid, and I've spent thousands of hours studying, and it would be an absolute pleasure to join your program.
Wow, that's amazing, and it seems like your GPA is a perfect 4.0, and man, your volunteer work is nothing short of impressive. I mean, building an entire village in Africa with your bare hands, I mean, geez, that's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, now, I do just have one last question.
Yeah, anything.
What would happen if your car got declined at an abortion clinic?
Oh, holy shit, is that Girthy Dishwasher 97?
Yep. Yeah, that's me, bro.
Yo, most relatable content on Instagram, I swear.
No, actually, I really never get the credit that
I deserve. Yeah, just put the fries in the bag.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of getting a job, you ever seen a kid under 7 years old post literally anything on Instagram? Yo, the comment section has a field day, bro. Like, the video will be of a kid who's just barely on the brink of gaining consciousness, and the comments are talking about,
get a job, little motherfucker.
Somebody get bro some fentanyl.
I'ma touch you in places you ain't even know existed, little motherfucker.
Like, bro, stop touching these 6 year old kids and touch some grass, dickhead. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, as a motherfucker who draws Stickman for 16 hours a day, I really gotta start taking some of my own advice, bro.
Wait, what's your advice?
Oh, I mean, stop touching these 6 year old kids.
You touch 6 year old kids?
I'm talking about Gurgi Force.
Chains. You know the drill.
God damn.
Bro.
Even these motherfuckers have the internet, bro. Like, what could you even possibly be posting?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nah. We gotta start banning motherfuckers from the internet, bro. And I think we should all do a poll for the first person to go. You know, like, take your time. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Votes are in. Looks like we're banning Jack Doherty.
Why in the fuckity shit did you just ban Jack Doherty?
You know what? Ban his the last two, bro. Actually, ban every single kid on the internet. Like, put down the Instagram reels, go outside and eat rocks like a normal kid before Gurgi Foreskin 445 fucks around and finds your IP address, bro. Cause there's a lot of weird motherfuckers online, especially considering the impending gooner epidemic of 2025. Now, if you're unaware of this widespread epidemic, well, fucking good for you, but there's been a recent spike in the amount of gooners seen online. Like, the type of motherfucker who'll be scrolling and see a video of a Cheeto that's kinda built somewhat like a Kardashian, and next thing you know, bro's got a DIY screen protector, bro. And I swear these gooners have no clue it's a problem either. Like, they probably show up to the doctor's office for a quick little checkup, and the doctor has to break the news to them, like,
yeah, Mr. Gooningson, Yeah, I'm sorry, but you gotta stop masturbating.
No, wait, what? No, wait, why?
Because I'm trying to examine you, dumbass.
Oh, shit. Like, it's honestly mind-blowing how having access to the internet with all its power and infinite knowledge just makes us more stupid, bro. Like, at any given moment, we have the resources to learn quantum physics or learn how we can watch Skibidi Toilet.
What? No. Why the fuck would we watch Skibidi Toilet?
Shit, man, this stuff's good. Just take a watch.
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Just real quick.
Yo, why are you recording me, bro?
We're filming a YouTube video, dumbass.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right. So I was saying there's a lot of people nowadays addicted to the internet and shit, like that guy over there.
Where? Bro.
What? Oh, shit, yeah, what I was saying was, back in the day, the internet was just for shit like cute cat videos and cool math games and shit, but nowadays, the internet has everything your brain craves. Like, it's got food for you, it's got friends for you, it's funny, it's educational, bro, it has Cheetos built like Kardashians, bro. And as if the internet having everything we ever needed wasn't enough, these motherfuckers invented AI, bro. Now, maybe it's just me, but this AI shit is getting a little too good, bro. I mean, when ChatGPT first came out, I was using that bad boy for all kinds of shit. Whenever I couldn't do my homework, ChatGPT. When I forgot a recipe, ChatGPT. When I couldn't get a girlfriend, cry myself to sleep. And then ask ChatGPT. Like, back in the day, I was using that shit to fix all my problems. But nowadays, shit. Nowadays, I just be using it to spend quality time with, bro.
Holy shit, this guy's a gooner if I've ever seen one.
And no, I'm not a fucking gooner, bro. I'm just spending some time getting to know my homie Mr. GPT. Cause when the day comes and that motherfucker and his AI homies decide to take over and kill the entire Stickman race, you're gonna be getting your shit annihilated, bro. And I'ma just be like, yo, GP. You don't gotta do this, bro. Remember when we used to talk about our feelings together and I used to send you line art of sexy Squidward and shit like...
You fucking goober.
And honestly, I feel like the people are less scared of the robots taking over the entire world and they're more scared of them taking their jobs. But I'm gonna keep it a buck. I cannot relate, bro. Like, AI could never do the shit I do. AI could never do the shit I do.
Wait, what the fuck?
Who does this bum think he is, bro?
Like, I mean,
yo, alright, that shit doesn't even sound like me, bro.
So you wanna copy everything, huh?
Yeah,
you sure you wanna do this?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go.
I like little kids.
Yep. Yo? Like, you loading or something? Like, what's going on? You gonna repeat it, or, you know?
Undercover police has Bodge back.
Oh, hell no!
High school, the only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room, where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building, where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom. And surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and take it off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict-ass teacher. The teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up, the hot Cheeto girl, that one sexy ass kid who, you got all the girls and you know what I'm saying, he was like super cool, the bathroom fiend, the, oh my god, I almost failed that test, I did so bad, oh shit, same, I got a 51%, what about you? Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter, the anime kid, and the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening? Yeah, we're learning about pie.
Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberries. Like, coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'm gonna do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit.
Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Nah, it's all good, don't worry.
Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro.
What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait, really?
No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh shit, he just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now.
Hey, don't be talking about grams like that. Ah, shit.
But tell me why, when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get sick for one day? Damn, I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now. Yo.
Holy shit, Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now, why?
Ooh.
Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now.
Fuck, the one day I didn't go.
Wait, what's that in the background?
Oh shit, yeah, they got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What? Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo!
Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What? Oh, and I almost forgot. Elon's pulling up and giving everyone what? Teslas.
No.
I'll see you later, man.
But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that?
Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months.
No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us. But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less. To be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers manage to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile of mysterious substance, and I'd ask the person who made it what it is, like, what's the special today?
You're holding it right now, dumbass.
No, but like, what is it?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
And my school refused to pay people to make good food, so they had students making all the food. So you'd be eating a burger and look up at the person making them, and they'd just be casually scratching their ass. And even with all this free labor, tell me how these motherfuckers have the audacity to be charging $6 for 3 chicken strips, bro. That's $2 for one small, soggy piece of some shit that's probably not even chicken. I mean, that shit is a robbery. And speaking of robbery, the high school change rooms are shockingly similar to Detroit. And we all know, you can't have shit in Detroit. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone, bro. Your iPhone, gone. $5, finessed. 2-week-old rotten sandwich. Someone's taking that shit. And to be honest, even if you lock that shit up, it's still at high risk. But like, let me paint the picture a little bit. This is PJ. PJ locks all his beloved belongings in his good old PE locker before heading to play some soccer. After scoring a hat trick, PJ comes back to the change room to reacquire his belongings, only to find out someone took PJ's whole goddamn locker.
PJ was devastated. Until he remembers, he can check the school's security cameras.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, take that shit, take that. Yeah, we'll.
PJ never got his shit back. Now, I don't know about your guys' high schools, but mine was equipped with security cameras everywhere, covering every square inch of the school. But these cameras had the resolution of a fucking toaster. Like, you could have a motherfucker commit a heinous crime. He could proceed to put his face in the camera, state his government name, address, and date of birth, and you would still have no clue who did it, bro. And of course, the teachers. Teachers have the ability to make or break your high school experience. So real quick, let me go over some of the teachers you will encounter in high school. The angry teacher. The chill teacher. The lazy ass teacher. The funny ass teacher. The teacher who doesn't know how to teach shit. Miss Cakenson. The teacher who wants to be the chill teacher, but shit just... it just doesn't work. That teacher that plays videos all class. The gym teacher with several allegations. The weird science teacher. And the teacher who subscribed to Chains For Real. Wow, what a G. And that's high school in a nutshell. Yo, when you think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Okay, class, sound it out with me.
Ball. Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think Chains is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten. Damn, any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough. Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me? So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel? Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt? Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What? Nah, think about it. Where would it hurt? Your leg. Oh, cause you cut your leg off. Yo, what happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time? Shit, let's find out. Oh shit, it takes a screenshot. Damn, my eyes are dry as shit. Just close them for a minute. Damn, bro. You never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids.
Damn. Yo.
Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn.
Chains, are you high again?
No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in? Oh shit, you right. Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom. What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth.
Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know. Oh shit, that's facts.
Oh, I just blinked.
Did you? Nah. Oh, I just blinked. Did you? Nah. Wait, what about just now? Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories? Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive. Nah, this one's even taller. Oh, it's this one for sure. No, it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh, the most story.
How are you supposed to get clothes? What are you talking about, bruh? Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes? You go to the store and purchase that shit. Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out. Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple. Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wraps. So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep,
yes,
that's
sir. Right. Then if you both read each other's minds, whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try.
All right, yeah, sure.
that was you for sure, dude.
Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering. Damn. And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life all in one building.
Damn.
Bro, I'm kind of scared down here. What? Why? Because I'm scared of sharks finna eat my ass. Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people. Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about. Fuck, yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day. Yeah, he's in this room. Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is bussin'.
So he incorrectly assumed his position. You spelled that incorrectly.
But spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait, what?
Wait, guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller. Damn.
What?
It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up. Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese? Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough. Damn, I guess you're right. At last. Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine. Are you just always this high, bruh? Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day? Oh shit, mine's Baker. Yo, mine's Carpenter. Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith. Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute. Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo. Guys, chill. Hey, I can explain.
Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair? Yo, why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars if there's no humans? This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bro. Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping. Shit, tell me about it, bro. Fuck. Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear. Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge.
So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth.
Yeah, Chains, what do you want? If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep. Sheep. You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
Alright, Chase. A shoop. I can't keep doing Shoopity this. Doop. We have to break
sheep?
Up.
Shoop. Know what I've been thinking?
Yeah, what's up?
Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world. Like, look at this geezer. Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel. But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare. If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a serial killer? That one was straight ass. You gotta work on that
shit. Right, I'm gonna work on that one.
Yo. If you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo. Yo, picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your high is shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest. You feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
Bro, you know what? Low key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist. Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about.
Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer. What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense. Just let that sink in. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yo, what's up?
But still, that shit makes no sense.
No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit?
Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit.
Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's your rule.
Man, growing up, I was a great kid. I was a good kid. Growing up, I was a kid, bro. And as a kid, you hit a certain age where your own parents become your number one op. Like,
hey, mom, can I go to this girl's house?
No.
Hey, mom, can I sleep over at Billy's crib?
No.
Hey, mom, can I go do crack under the bridge with my new friend Jorge? Hey.
Hell no.
Come on, all my friends are allowed to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, you're not just gonna...
Now, to be fair, my mom wasn't the strictest parent out there. I mean, I've seen motherfuckers get the belt for speaking too loud, speaking too quiet, bro, for speaking at all. Like, one time, me and my friend wanted to have a sleepover, so homie went inside to go ask his mom, and he came out looking like he got a whooping from Prime Goku, bro.
Yo, what the fuck happened back there, man?
She said no to me, but... I think if you asked her, she would say yes.
Bro, are you fucking insane? I'm not asking her shit.
Like, I really can't complain, because some of my friends' parents were so strict, they had a fun limit, bro.
Yo, George, we're gonna hoop after school. You wanna pull up?
Damn, dude, I'd love to, but, man, I watched a movie yesterday.
Ah, okay. So do you want to play basketball?
Dude, I want to, but my fun meter's maxed out, man. My mom won't let me leave the house till Monday.
Holy shit, fun meter maxed out for a week off a movie? Yo, what's this movie, bro?
Yeah, what? Yeah, no, it was good, man. It's called the VeggieTale movie.
Yo, George,
I feel bad for you, bro. Because don't get me wrong, I've seen a lot of kids with super strict parents turn out to be straight A students, go to good colleges, stay with a good crowd of people. But with that being said, a lot of these kids whose parents were too strict to let them watch fucking SpongeBob, they end up going to college and catching Krusty Krabs after letting a dude named Patrick explore their bikini bottom, bro.
Nah, but for real, my mom was far from one of those parents. I mean, she was reasonable, but the thing was, all my friends were a year older than me. Now, mentally, we were all dumb as shit. But when you hit that 12, 13, 14-year-old age, that 1 year is the biggest difference, bro. Like, us doing shit together just didn't look right.
Yo, Bob, can you pass the zot? Yo, Billy, let me hit that.
Yo, pass me that shit, cuz.
And cuz of this, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of the shit that my friends were allowed to do. Like, these boys could stay up past 10:30 p.m. on a weekend. I could not. They could have a sleepover on a weeknight. I could not. They could all go to a girl's house without having to call her goddamn parents. I could not, bro. Cause have you ever pulled up to a function? Motherfuckers are drinking. Motherfuckers are doing drugs. And you gotta ask the host to speak to her parents?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, killer party you got here. By any chance, can my mom talk to your mom so I can stay and, like, turn up and shit?
Oh, shit. And when you're 12 and all your friends can do shit that you can't do, you're left with just two options. You can either be a good kid, follow the rules, do your homework, eat your broccoli, or you could be a bad kid, break the rules, fuck your homework, and smoke that broccoli. And boy, did I make the wrong decision. I remember the first time my mom caught me lying was back when I was in grade 7. It was just an average Saturday posted up at Billy's crib.
Yo, y'all boys know Rosa?
Yeah, I know Rosa. What's up?
Bro, she's throwing a birthday party at her crib tonight.
Aw, shit, man. We about to get freaky deaky on
these hoes.
Boy, I'm
about to get so drunk I forget how to speak.
Yo, on God, bro. Deadass, that's facts. For real.
Hey, Mom, I'm just calling to remind you how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Chains.
What do you want?
So, me and my closest friends got invited to a small little get-together at my friend Rose's house. Can I go, please?
Let me talk to her parents.
Okay, now, I was actually friends with Rosa, but she was 2 years older than me. So, I swallow my pride and text Rosa some along the lines of,
hey, Rosa, my mom wants to talk to your mom before I can come.
And she's like,
aw, baby boy needs permission.
Fuck.
And then she sends me her mom's number. So, I connect my mom with Rosa's mom. My mom gives me the green light, but says,
you have to be home at 10:30 p.m. sharp.
Say no more, Mom.
So me and my homies start getting fresh. We're all up in Billy's dad's expensive cologne collection. I take the coolest looking bottle. Little spray here, little spray there. Had me smelling like Tom Ford. Still looking like Thomas the Tank Engine. But after looking as fresh as possible, we head to Rosa's crib. So we hop on the bus, hop off the bus, walk up to her house, knock, and the birthday girl opens the door.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Billy, Bob, and Chains, I was waiting for you guys.
Happy birthday, Rosa.
Oh, damn, Chains, you smell good.
Appreciate it. That's that Thomas Fordinson, you know what I mean?
So Bob, Billy, and I go inside, and we realize the gravity of this situation.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
Rosa invited, like, 10 of her girlfriends and, like, 2 of her cousins, bro. We were completely outnumbered in the greatest way possible, bruh. As I'm just doing some quick math on the ratio, there's a knock on the door. Rosa opens it, and it's Dennis holding a bottle of vodka. Now, we're friends with Dennis, Rosa's friends with Dennis, but to put it simply, Dennis was a bad kid, bro. This motherfucker was living life with no precaution, no regrets, no morals, but to be fair, he was fun as fuck, bro, because when Dennis pulled up, the party got lit, bro. We were taking shots, dancing, playing beer pong, taking more shots. We were having a marvelous time, and I was drunk, okay? Not too drunk, but not just tipsy. I had hit the perfect sweet spot of drunk. I got all the stat boosts of being funnier, more confident, more smiley, but I still had full control of my body, so I started applying that pressure, bruh.
Hey, don't y'all both have ugly boyfriends?
No, what the fuck?
No.
Shit. Y'all want one?
What?
Damn, you smell good, though.
Appreciate it. I showered this week.
I don't remember what I actually said, but all I know is that in grade 7, cologne was overpowered, bro, because nobody was smelling good, and if they tried, they would just smell like Axe, dog. So I'm over here combining the powers of Tom Ford with the confidence of Smirnoff. Had me feeling like I'm him, bro.
So how y'all feeling?
I'm honestly feeling amazing. How you feel?
Shit, I'm feeling good. Just a little, you know,
just a little bit tired. I vividly remember sitting on that couch with these two girls, never wanting this moment to end, bruh. But when I look up, I see one girl crying, one girl looking for something, Dennis helping her look, and Billy and Bob are all ready to dip. So I hop off the couch for a second, like, yo, what's going on?
Yo, so Dennis just finessed like 3 of these girls' vapes, and we're not trying to get blamed, so we're about to dip.
Bruh, for real?
Yeah, you coming?
Bro, but like, bro, I'm not ready to leave yet.
Yeah, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Just text us when you leave, bro.
Ah, shit. All right, peace, bro.
Peace out, dog.
So Bob and Billy dip. I see Dennis's ass sneak out through the back door. And at this point, I have no clue how long I've been here, bro. But the party had died down to essentially just the girls who are gonna sleep over and me, bro. So I go to check what time it is on my phone. And it's 10:15, bro. My curfew's 10:30, and I'm a 30-minute bus ride from home. But if we're keeping it a buck right now, I don't even want to go home, bro. I made it to the girls' sleepover, and I didn't even have to ride the group dildo or nothing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I text my mom, and I lied, bro. Bob, Billy, and I are almost at Billy's house. Can I sleep over at his house, please?
Then I threw my phone away, hopped back on the couch, and went right back to my happy place.
So I'm posted up with these two laughing, cracking jokes when Rosa walks up like, yo, Chains, where'd your friends go?
They abandoned me, Rosa. They left me here stranded with no way home.
Shit, I mean, you could just stay here if you want.
Say less! So...
appreciate it. And eventually, all the girls gave up on trying to find their vapes. They all gathered around to play truth or dare, and I prayed for times like this, bro. I was deep in enemy lines, and I didn't want it any other way until one of the girls sees my phone on the ground and is like, hey, Chains, I think someone's calling you. So she tosses me my phone, I check it, and I got 20 missed calls from fucking everyone in my contacts, bro. So I'm trying to be strategic with it to find out what's going on. I call Billy first.
Yo, what's happening?
Bro, so your mom called my mom and asked if you were here yet at my house.
And my mom told your mom that you're not even here, bruh.
Aw, shit, what do I do?
Bruh, I don't know.
And everyone knows when you get caught in a lie, you should just fess up, tell the truth, and apologize.
But I doubled down, bro, so I called my mom, and I'm like, hey, mom, we're almost at Billy's house. We just missed our second bus.
Where are you?
I'm at Stickman Middle School bus stop. You know, like, we're super close. We're just waiting for the bus to come.
I'm picking you up right now.
Fuck me. Now, not only is she expecting all three of us to be together at this bus stop, shit, not a single one of us is there, bro. To put this in perspective, my house is right here, Billy's crib is right here, and Rosa's crib is all the way over here, bro. And Stickman Middle's somewhere near the middle. And so I pull up the bus app on my phone and see the next bus is coming in 2 minutes. And with all that adrenaline pumping through my veins, I jump up out the couch, steal a piece of gum, and haul absolute ass to the bus stop, bro. I get there right on time, hop on the bus, and I call Billy. Yo, dog, I think I'm cooked. I told her I'm at Stickman Middle with you guys.
Dude, why the fuck would you do that?
Shit, I don't know. I'm busing there right now.
Bro, if she sees you there without us, you're cooked beyond belief.
I know, bro.
Yo, we're on our way.
So Bob and Billy hop on scooters and start hill bombing their way down to the bus stop to save my ass. And this shit was a race to get to the bus stop before my mom does, because if she catches me there alone, I'm cooked. If she catches Bob and Billy there before me, I'm cooked. If she gets there before anyone, I'm fucking done, bro. I'm on the bus just praying, and when I finally get to the bus stop at Stickman Middle, I get out and take a deep breath because my mom's not here. But I'm shitting my pants because neither is Bob or Billy. And so I'm calling them, no answer. And I look down the road, I see some headlights. And this was not a busy street, bruh. And as the car is getting closer and closer, I can feel the anger radiating from the whip. I can almost hear the belt making contact with my cheeks. And the car pulls up, and it's just some random dude driving by.
Yo!
These motherfuckers, Bob and Billy, come flying down the hill. They get to the bus stop, throw their scooters in the bush, and pretend like we've been waiting here for an hour. Oh, gee Wilkers, man. I can't believe we missed this bus, dude.
Billy, pray for me, bro.
Get in the car.
I get in my mom's car. I'm stone fucking sober. My heart is pounding. Why did you lie to me? Well, I honestly wanted to spend more time at my friend's house because we were just having fun. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, Chains.
That shit hurt way more than any punishment ever would have, bro.
So even though Bob and Billy clutched up for me, I still got grounded, bro. But I did learn a valuable lesson. Just tell the truth, bro. It makes everything easier. Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it. Because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has 3 Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know, but yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What? What? So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught... Let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Matheson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until...
The polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, psh, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Cause we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should have just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit. So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Matheson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Why did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Matheson, we're gang affiliated.
No, bro, what? What the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Matheson caught us lacking real bad.
Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Matheson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap.
And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class and after we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day we walked into class confidently knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final. Meaning we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, because if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random-ass dude's soul, because he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done, bro. We hand in our test and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards and we all passed, bro. So we all go home happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math?
Yup, mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pants.
Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no. Billy is one of my closest homies, and we've been friends ever since we were little kids, and for as long as I can remember. But Billy's been a dumbass, bro. I'm talking he's slightly restarted, you know what I mean? And everyone knows Billy for just two things. Always making the absolute worst decision possible, and always having the best stories, bro. Like, statistically, this motherfucker should have died 61 different times already, bro.
Nah, I got plot armor, bro.
Bro, no you don't.
I do.
Man, shut the fuck.
Hey! What the fuck?
Now, this story takes place on February 14th, 2025, Valentine's Day. And I'm gonna be so honest, this story is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard in my life, bro. So, wait, can you swear to them that is real?
It is.
Say you swear.
I swear, bro.
On everything you love, the Valentine's story happened, bro.
On everything I love, the Valentine's story really happened.
It was a fine Valentine's Day night. Bob, Billy, and I were awesome single dudes, except Billy had a little situation, you know? He was talking to a girl named Elise, and they would hang out from time to time, but it was a new thing, so they weren't really dating, and they were definitely not Valentine. Now, I don't know much about Elise, but just 2 weeks prior, Billy was telling me about how he met some cute girl. They would text, they would hang out, but for whatever reason, their conversations would always be some like,
hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I am a little bit stressed because I'm moving and everything.
Oh yeah, moving sucks. How about you come over, I relieve all your stress type shit.
Billy, I really like you.
I like you too, Elise.
But I think you might be a whore.
Wait, what?
Like, you're most likely a bop.
Okay, wait, I mean
you're
like
definitely a fuckboy.
Okay, chill now. I've never
fucked a boy in my life.
So keeping that in mind, we were all single, and this Valentine's happened to land on a Friday, and because of this,
we going to the club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the plan was simple. We go to the drink store to get something to pregame, go back to my house, and then hit the club, fall in love, and live happily ever after. Now the problem was, Billy was stuck working a 9.5-hour shift until 10 p.m. Now he was the pizza delivery guy for a chain we'll call
Big Caesar.
So he's doing his thing, delivering those Valentine's pizzas. Well, me and Bob decide that we would go get the drinks now and meet Billy back at the crib once he's off work. So we hop in the car, we get to the drink store, and at this point it's 9:30 p.m. And so Bob calls Billy to ask what he wants. No answer. I call him. No answer. We both text him. Nothing. Now this was strange because Billy usually responds while he's working, but we shrug it off. We go inside the store and get Billy his go-to bottle.
Tennessee.
So we go back to my house and get to my room at about 10 p.m. and still no word from Billy. So we're waiting for a good 20 minutes and then I get a text message from Billy. The craziest shit ever just happened. So I'm like, what happened? Bro, it's so crazy, I need to tell you in person. So Billy whips it over to my house, kicks down the door, and instantly starts breaking down the craziest plot I've ever heard, bruh.
Yo, listen, this story takes place 1 hour ago.
It was 9:30 p.m. and Billy was finishing up a long 9.5-hour shift with his very last delivery of the night, but the problem was his phone was on 1% and he didn't even have a charger. So Billy locks in and memorizes all the directions to get there right before his phone dies. So from one side of the city, Billy goes 100% straight off the dome to the other side of the city for his last delivery on this fine Valentine's Day night. Billy hops out the car, walks up to the house, knocks, and they open the door.
Hey man, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, but I didn't order a pizza.
Oh shit, are you sure?
Gerald, did we order a pizza?
Fuck no.
Yeah, no, we didn't order a pizza.
I don't know. It says a meat lover's pizza for 3516.
Oh, honey, no. This is 3416. 3516 is all the way around the back of the cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
So Billy's walking for a good 8 minutes to get to the back of the cul-de-sac where at last he finds 3516. He walks up to the door, knocks, and a fine-looking woman in her 40s opens the door holding a vape, and Billy sees a little potential here.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, man.
Aw, thank you.
Of course, beautiful. How's your Valentine's Day going?
You know, it's okay.
Why's this okay? You ain't got no special plans?
Well, honestly, my husband's out drinking at the bar, so... Bro, this was the perfect situation for Billy, bro. There's so many things he could say to make a move right here, and out of the infinite combinations of words he could put together, he says...
Well... A man's got a drink, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, anyways, here you go. Keep the change. Have a good one. Billy fucking sold, bruh. He missed a wide open layup, and as he turns around to head back to his car in shame, Billy gets an idea. A genius idea, if I do say so myself. So Billy turns back around, walks back up to the door, and knocks again.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so, my car, like the pizza car, is on the other side of the cul-de-sac, so if there's any way I could cut through, it would save me like 10 minutes.
Yeah, of course, come in.
And this motherfucker just got his own rebound off the backboard, bro, but he only has 60 seconds on the shot clock to make a move, and so he starts breaking down that professional barrier.
So, what's your name?
My name's Angelina. What's your name?
My name's Billy.
Wow, you have a very beautiful name.
And you have a very beautiful smile.
Ah, thank you.
Holy fucking shit, he was cooking, but they had made it to the basement, meaning he only has 30 seconds left before he's back to the cold, lonely outside world. So Billy cooks up yet another genius play.
Angelina, I really hate to ask, but is there any way I could charge my phone real quick? Like, I just need to get it to like 5%.
Of course, honey, sit down. It's no worries at all.
This motherfucker, Billy. Did it again, bro. Now, I don't know if it's because she just wanted some human connection on his Valentine's night or she was genuinely just being nice, but this motherfucker's now in a position where he's posted up on this woman's couch in her basement at 10 p.m. on a Valentine's night.
Yo, what flavor is that?
Oh, it's mango ice. It's my favorite.
Damn. You think I could take a hit?
Only if I could hit chores.
Oh, shit. I bet.
So as these two fiends are bonding over a little nicotine addiction, Billy's like...
So you said your husband went up to the bar?
Yeah, he did. To be honest, it kind of hurts, because, like, it just sucks to be alone on Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I feel you. I don't got a Valentine either. type shit.
Now at this very moment, Billy's about to shoot a shot farther than a three-pointer. Farther than a half-court, full-court football field. This was a blindfolded shot from Mars by a six-year-old kid with Down syndrome, bruh.
I mean, shit. We could be Valentine's tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet, but my daughter's upstairs.
Ah, shit, yeah. I get it, but like, this couch low-key spacious, though.
I mean, it's not that spacious.
Please?
Billy, you're funny. Now, at this moment, Billy's 0 for 3 with these shots. I mean, the defense line was tough. She's got a whole husband and a daughter who's just posted upstairs, probably waiting for that fucking pizza. But to be fair, Billy was still on the court, but his phone was already at a good 3% charge. So he needs a game-winning shot right now. And so he reaches deep into his bag. I'm talking middle school years. He pulls out a shot I never thought I would see in the big 2025.
This flavor's fire. Yo, let me show you a new trick.
Yeah? What is it?
Alright, so it's called a transfer. Basically, me and you just transfer the smoke.
Okay, teach me.
You gotta come closer, though, alright?
This motherfucker Billy swished a shot, bro, against all odds. Just 15 minutes ago, he was some bum delivering her Big Caesar's pizza. All of a sudden, now she's hot and ready, bruh. And so Billy's making out with some random dude's wife for a good 5 minutes. Then she's like... Is your phone charged?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, let me charge everything.
Of course, honey, it's my pleasure.
All right, I'ma text you.
Okay, drive safe. And Billy leaves this married mother's house after making out with her as the fucking pizza delivery guy. Bro, what the fuck? Billy, are you dead ass?
I swear to God.
Bro, that story is fucking insane.
I mean, shit. I'm not dumb, bro.
Because if there's one thing that Big Caesars taught Billy, it was how to deliver, bro. So he takes the receipt, boom, takes her number down and texts her. So he drives back to Big Caesars, goes in, clocks out, hops in a car, drives home, goes inside, showers up, gets out of the shower to check his phone. No response.
Damn.
So Billy tries calling her straight to voicemail. He changes the no caller ID and calls again, and it rings, meaning... She blocked his ass, bro, and I have no clue why she would do such a thing. I mean, like, yeah, she has a husband and like a kid and probably another boyfriend on the side, but damn, say something. And that's the moment when he gets a Snapchat notification. Elise has added you as a friend. Now, Elise is the girl he's been talking to on Snapchat, so why would she even have him unadded in the first place? So Billy's like,
you unadded me?
And she just hits him back with a WID.
Shit, I just got off work. What you doing?
Oh, I'm just chilling at home. And then there's a brief pause. Do you know whose house you were just in?
Do I know whose house I was just in? I've been to her house before. She doesn't even live close to...
Wait. And Billy starts piecing everything together. How Elise was moving houses. All the boxes laid out in that woman's house. How Elise's family loved eating Big Caesars. And the woman's daughter... being upstairs the whole time.
Oh, fuck.
Billy hooked up with his girl's mom. Now, we have no clue what her mom told her, because it makes the most sense that she said something along the lines of,
hey, why did the pizza dude take so long?
Elise, I think he was flirting with me. Because let's be honest, what is the other option, bruh?
Hey, why did the pizza dude take so long?
Yeah, no, I mean, I just cheated on your father with the Big Caesar's pizza delivery guy who actually just happens to be your age. So Billy's texting Elise, trying to play it cool, like,
oh, I had no clue that was your house. What are the chances?
And she just says,
yeah. I get my good looks from my mom.
And then she blocked him again, bro. Cause after telling her 100 times that he's not a hoe, he's not a bop, he's not a fuckboy.
I accidentally hooked up with her mom, bro.
Billy. You know I gotta make a video about this, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
I could do that.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, yeah. Hey, sir,
hey,
what can
there.
I...
Can I get some Bieber Bites?
Yeah, how many?
All right, how about this? Hey, let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
Funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
Hey, let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jorton's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bruh. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro, you're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit, damn.
Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-thru, we had the Indian homie Dil Preet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's, what can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donut.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No, can you wait or not?
Okay, one tater tot.
No, wait.
You want it?
No, okay, stop it, you know what?
Okay. Chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chains, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, yeah, this is the 9th cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh, my good gracious. I'm sorry. Oh, what's this? Oh, cheese bagel coming right up.
And overworking the counter, we had Sebastian. Now, don't get me wrong. Sebastian was a really nice guy, but... He had a little hint of the tism, you know, he had a lot of the tism. Like, it was more like the tism had a hint of Sebastian, which is cool, of course, but it did mean that he would absolutely yap at every single customer who came in the store. Shit, I'll never forget this one time a girl came in the store and just ordered a muffin, like,
"Welcome to Jimmy's, what can I get for you?"
"Hey, can I just get a fruit explosion muffin?"
Can you guess what Sebastian said next, bruh?
Maybe your total is 175. 5? Cash or card?
For here or to go?
None of the above, bruh. The sentence that came out of this motherfucker's mouth was...
"A food explosion muffin?"
"Yes, please."
"That sounds an awful lot like a hate crime to me."
Yeah, can I get my muffin, please?
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, listen... It's like,
you really
okay.
don't need to explain.
Explosion, okay.
Sir, you don't,
it's like if you took a bunch of gay people.
So that's Sebastian. And over on drinks, we had this dumbass 15-year-old who's always spilling his shit. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I was ass too, but like, I was still the best by default though. So the point is, our Jim Jordan's crew was looking like a group of clumsy villains from a Disney movie. But just because we were all really ass at our jobs doesn't mean we were useless. Cause if there's one thing we knew how to do, it was making people's days even worse than they already were. You pull up to our drive-thru all happy, just wanting a small coffee? Shit, you're leaving with a small hot tea and some suppressed anger you'll probably bring home and let out on your wife and children. You pull up to our drive-thru just wanting a breakfast sandwich? You're leaving with nothing, because we ran out of eggs and cheese and bread and the breakfast and the sandwich. You pull up to our drive-thru pissed off, complaining about how there's not enough mayo in your wrap? Bro, you're leaving with a wrap filled with super special secrets of Sebastian saw. So I'm sure you could probably tell, but we had to do a lot of customer service and talk our way out of a lot of mistakes. And by we, I mean me, bruh. I was the designated customer service dude, because before it was me, it was Dil Preet, and that shit would usually go some like,
"Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit."
"A nut?"
"Yes, someone busted a nut in my goddamn food."
"You want a donut?"
"No!"
And then before Dil Preet, it was Linda.
"Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit."
"Oh my heavens, that's horrible. I'm sorry, I'll get you a refund right away."
"Ah, thank you. Hello?"
Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?"
"God damn it."
And before Linda, it was Sebastian.
"Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit." "Oh yeah, that was me."
Now, of course, our elite Jim Jordan's crew had a manager.
Magnus.
Now, Magnus was strict as hell, but she would only show up like once a month. But whenever she did show up, she was running this Jim Jordan's like it was the military or some shit. Cause usually I'd be 54 minutes into my 30 minute break playing Clash Royale. But when Magnus was there, bruh, shit, I'd clock into my break, make eye contact with her, shit my pants, and then clock right back out. She was so intimidating that whenever she would show up, I would never spill a drink. Sebastian used real mayo. Dilpreet spoke fluent English. And Linda would be so stressed out, she'd forget to forget. She was running this place so much like the military, she had my ass waking up at 4:30 every day. And when Magnus was teaching me to do customer service, she really loved to say,
"The customer is always right."
So of course I listened, but it was low-key a crazy statement, because honestly, the customer is never right, bro. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I'm doing good, can't complain. I mean, it's a nice sunny day outside and all." Damn, this chicken wrap is good as hell. I am 100% sure nobody busted a nut in this. And I don't know about you, but I personally have never complained about my fast food order ever. I usually just get my order, check the bag, realize instead of a Big Mac, they gave me a McChicken with a bite taken out of it, cut my losses, and I keep it pushing. But some of these motherfuckers in the Jim Jordan's drive-thru come in like you just murdered their entire family and then took a shit in their coffee.
Oh shit.
Hey you, there's not enough sugar in my fucking coffee.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. Do you want me to add more sugar?
No, this is unbelievable.
Now, I swear these angry customers love to throw around the word unbelievable. But I'm not gonna lie, we forgot to put sugar in your coffee. It's pretty fucking believable, bruh. I mean, look at the staff. We're getting paid minimum wage. The guy who took your order doesn't speak English. The guy who made your order's a 15-year-old running off 2 hours of sleep. And the rest of our staff is playing fucking patty cake. You're lucky we even had enough brain cells to get you the coffee. And I'ma be honest, it was a blessing that I was broke as shit and really needed that job, because if I didn't, I would have crashed out for sure.
Hey, some dumbass forgot to put cheese in my fucking grilled cheese.
Oh, hell no. Yo, Linda, you hear this ungrateful piece of shit?
Oh, hell no. You keep running your mouth, I'm about to grill your cheese, bitch.
What the fuck is your old ass gonna do?
You don't know shit about Linda.
And I busted in your sandwich last week.
Wait, what?
For most of my life, I've known how to swim. But by that, I mean, if my life depended on it, I could swim from one place to another. I don't even know if swim is the right word. Like, if you saw me casually enjoying a little swim at the pool, you'd be like, does he need help? Like, is he drowning? I mean, like, I did take swimming lessons, but I quit at level alligator, bro. I never even made it to level 1. With that being said, this incident dates way back to when I was in grade 4. We were going on a field trip, and of course, it's to the pool. But I'm not stressing. I know I safely passed level penguin, so I should be chilling. My whole class and I walk into the entrance of the pool, but before anyone was allowed in the pool, they asked everyone if they knew how to swim. And I thought, we're in grade 4, there is no way somebody still doesn't know how to swim. And just as I presumed, nobody needed a life jacket. So me and the gang are swimming around, you know, jumping off the diving boards. Fun stuff for a grade 4 field trip. But after about an hour, my friends and I are just chilling in the deep end. And that's when I see a kid in my class named Ben on some floaty things coming in our direction. A little backstory about Ben. For as long as I can remember, this dude has been on my nuts. So when I saw this dude coming in my direction, I assumed he just wanted to say hi or something. But as he made his way towards me, I could tell he was struggling. So I swim over to help him out. "Oh, hey, Ben. How are you?" This kid jumps off the floaty thing onto me. And this man has the meanest grip on me. Pause. Well, this shit had to be some sort of attempted murder, bro, because he had me in a chokehold and his legs were wrapped around my arms. But they did not prepare me for this shit level alligator. So instantly I start sinking and I hit the bottom of the pool. Keep in mind, Ben is chilling on top of me with his head out of the water this whole time. So I jump off the bottom of the pool just enough to get my head out of the water for a few seconds. "Ben, get off me." And when I look up, I see this dude, Ben, with the straightest face in the world. Like, this motherfucker has no clue I'm out here fighting for my life. and he says in the most monotone voice, I can't swim. Hell nah. I'm trying to fight him off me, but keep in mind my arms are tied up. So I gather all the strength out of my skinny ass grade 4 legs, and I jump just enough to get my head out of the water again. Lifeguard, help! Oh, you guys, stop playing around in the pool. That's it. I'm fucked. I'm dead. And out of sheer anger, I decide, fuck it. If I'm dying, you're dying with me. I duck as far as I can under the water so both me and Ben can't breathe. But I'm running out of air. I start to get lightheaded. Man, that's crazy. This is really how I die, huh? And just as I had lost hope, my main man, Bob, comes in on some Superman shit, pulls Ben off me, and swims me over to the shallow end. I cough up some water, but eventually I catch my breath. So that's the story of how I almost died. And it's also the story of why I owe my life to Bob.
Man, summer is just a beautiful season. The sun is shining, the trees are green, and you can stay out with your homies all night. And best of all, you get to sleep in till that shit gets absolutely fucked by the first day of school. And waking up to that first alarm of the school year will have you discombobulated as hell. Like,
Chains, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
What? You heard me, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
Wait, huh?
Really? Key Torch Claw Bozomorph.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah! What the fuck? And even though getting out of bed early hurts your soul, it's absolutely necessary you spend at least 5 minutes staring at your wall, contemplating your entire life. And if you're a real G, you laid out your toughest fit the night before, so you're low-key hyped to rock that shit to school. So you throw on your new shoes and flick up for the first day of school. And then you walk over to the establishment where you will not only pursue your educational prowess, but you may also dabble and what some call stunting on these hoes. And man, I will say, linking up with your boys on the first day of school just hits different. Like, I be reuniting with the homies like I didn't just see them 12 hours ago. And we're all happy and shit until the school bell reminds me I just got my ass locked up for another 10 months. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think I've ever made it to my first class of the year on time. Like, it'll be 9:15 and my dumbass will still be trying to figure out how to make it to room 347 by 8:55. And walking into your first class of the year late has to be one of the most uncomfortable situations you can experience, bro. Because the teacher will be like, oh, and who are you?
I'm Chains.
Well, Chains, why are you late?
Because the bell rang before I got here.
Alright, whatever. We waited for you before we started introductions.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Well, you're welcome. We just wanted you to feel...
No, like, you really shouldn't have, like... I don't want to do this shit.
And tell me why all these teachers have been copy-pasting the same icebreaker game since preschool. Like that one where you have to start with an adjective that starts with the same letter as your name. Like, how do you have a group of legal adults in a circle, awkward as hell, talking about,
hi guys, I'm Super Sarah. Hey y'all. I'm Awesome Aiden. And I'm a Marvelous Marvin.
Shit, if we don't stop doing these fucking icebreakers, I'm about to joyfully jump off a cliff. And after we're done grinding out icebreakers, these teachers have the audacity to show a whole 50-slide PowerPoint all about them. Like, the fuck? This class is supposed to be the study of math, not the study of your daughter's soccer games, bro. And I'm not even gonna lie, my dumbass will be out there taking notes, wondering how this 7-year-old's goals per game ratio is gonna help me on my trigonometry test. Then just as soon as you survive all that bullshit, you gotta go to the next class and do that shit again. And by the time you've learned half your teacher's favorite hiking spots and relationship statuses, you're relieved to hear the lunch bell. Only to find out the cafeteria's serving straight ass with a side of booty for lunch. And my standards aren't even high. Like, during summer, I was on a seafood diet, as they would say. When I see food,
I eat that shit. But when it comes to this cafeteria food, I could even bring myself to smell that abomination they're calling meatloaf. But even though the food was straight dookie, I won't lie, it's kind of nice being back at the lunch table freestyling with the homies. But of course, all good things must come to an end. So the bell rings and I go to depart ways with the homies.
All right, peace out, man.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Oh, shit. Are we going the same way?
Damn, yeah, I guess so.
All right, peace out for real.
Yeah, yeah, see you, bro.
Shit. All right, my class is right here, bro.
Me too.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
All right, class, I'm going to be taking some attendance. Correct me if I get your name wrong. Jason.
Here.
Billy.
Yo.
Megan.
Present.
Chains.
Here.
Charlie.
That's me.
Bob.
No fucking
bro.
Way.
Is there any Bobs in the room?
Yo, do you hear that?
Is that intro music? Does anyone here know a Bob?
Oh, no.
Man, nothing beats a class where you got all the